Filet, I know. How's that for ASMR?
Was that Amanda's tattoo or my ass? You decide.
Did you hear that burp?
I heard a little bit of it out of the headphones that weren't quite on my head yet. Yes.
Amazing.
Did you hear?
It was there.
I got it on Snapchat.
Oh, good.
And so I'm safe.
Thank goodness. I was like, how are you echoing yourself like that? Are you a witch?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Congratulations. You're a witch.
Every week we get a burp.
Every week. This is a very gassy podcast. This is a very personal podcast. If you're one of my coworkers and you ask about it when you're drunk, please stop listening. Like, I feel like that's a respectful thing to ask. Not because this gets actually that raunchy, just because, like, I have to work with you. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, we have 1,000 listens. Over 1,000 listens. That's amazing. So shout out. You know what? I just want to shout out to everyone who has listened or at least marked our podcast as played.
I appreciate you.
You're the true fucking heroes.
You are. And actually, welcome to our podcast. This is the 50 Worst Dates podcast, the podcast that crosses the Scheidenfeld of true crime with dating horror stories and advice and personal stories and emotions. Welcome. My name is Katie Coyle.
And my name's Amanda Peacock.
Let's get started with this shit, because I've been drinking since 3.
What? That's wild. I mean, I'm on like glass 1.5 of wine. I finally bought some wine yesterday. Thank fuck.
Proud of you.
I almost went to I haven't gone to Taco Bell in like a week. Can we talk about that?
That's so good of you. First of all, why aren't you going to Taco Bell, Amanda?
Well, there's 2 reasons, actually. The first is because I can't resist chalupas, and I'm gluten intolerant, and chalupas are full of gluten. So, but that's,
yes,
that's the first. But the second and most important reason is because it was discovered that Taco Bell, whether it was actually the franchise or just the person, you know, who owns the company, so essentially the franchise,
like the president, yeah,
supports
whatever.
Donald Trump or has donated to strictly conservative like PACs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it.
How do you feel about the president of Marvel Entertainment doing the same thing?
You know
thing?
What? I don't want to think about it. But,
mm-hmm.
Like,
I mean, that's fair.
But that's a whole like Disney thing too. If we want to go really back into it, like Walt Disney said some like anti-Semitic shit, you know, like, so, I mean, yeah, that's a whole ingrained issue. And, you know what? I'm trying to be a good activist here by cutting out Taco Bell. So, which I was having, 3 times a week. Okay,
you're doing your best. And if we're being really honest with ourselves, I've never met anyone who loves Chick-fil-A more than the gays.
I mean, I can't confirm or deny that because
I literally last week talked to a man wearing a dress who was like, "I love Chick-fil-A. I love it
Does
so
that
much."
Mean that man is gay, though. No,
no, he was just like. Like presenting fluidly, which is fine. He's a very nice person. But he's like, I'm from South Carolina and I love Chick-fil-A so much. I know they would hate me, but I love Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is delicious. And like,
yeah, I get it.
I get it, but
I both support him and support eating chicken sandwiches. And I've made out with him, so it's okay.
You've made out with him?
Yeah, it was pride. I made out with everyone.
Oh, well, that was an important distinction because I'm like, what is happening? You just said that.
Not while he talked about Chick-fil-A. This isn't a separate interaction where I made out with him because it was pride. And I was like, I love everyone. Happy pride.
So this wasn't a random person. This is a person that you know who at the time was wearing a dress.
Yes, this is the person that I've come to know.
Which wearing a dress really, it doesn't matter in this situation. However,
no, it was a pretty dress. I was truly honestly more concerned because so he had a dress and under the dress he was wearing full boot cut jeans and cowboy boots. And I was like, it's August in Chicago. You're so brave. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, you're wearing cowboy boots with jeans. That has to be so warm. It's like, I don't really care what – I don't care. I also like the kimono you're wearing. But like, you're so brave because it looks so sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm very, again, very, very accepting of your choices in your life. I just want to make sure that you don't die of a heat stroke.
Like, I wear pants in the summer all year. Like, so here we are. I went hiking in pants in like 95 degree weather.
You do that, but it's St. Louis. You know how it's going to be. It's going to be hot as fuck. You have no other choices. You have to basically walk around naked. Otherwise, you'll die. Yeah. You heard me. Otherwise, you'll die.
Okay, Coach Whatever from Mean Girls.
If you have sex,
and die.
You will get pregnant and die. And die. But yes, hello, friends. Welcome to our podcast. Today we are talking about expectation management, which I think is a part of my job qualifications, that a job that either you know me and you know what it is, or you don't know me and you don't know what it is. But I consider that like a day-to-day thing that I do in my job, expectation management. But today we're talking about expectations in dating. Like, should you be expected to fuck after a certain number of dates? Should you be expected to kiss after a certain number, Ethan? Can you expect like a text back at like a specific amount of time if you've been seeing a person for a certain amount of time? We like to do pointed podcasts and themes
to ourselves. No, I'm kidding. Question mark?
To ourselves. Hello, welcome back. I'm dealing with lots of emotions.
I'm a Cancer, so I'm a walking emotion can.
I'm a Taurus, so there's a lower level that's just full of emotion, and then an upper level that I'm just keeping it together and a bitch about it. And I love that upper level.
Yeah.
I want to just be that upper level at all times, but I'm really not. I'm an emotional bitch. Yeah. I'm really trying to emphasize my Gemini moon lately.
Oh, girl. Get it.
Exactly. So we're talking about expectations. Oh,
speaking of, happy full moon in Aquarius.
This is a full moon in Aquarius, which I feel like is why I am struggling.
But why would you like?
So like I am a Taurus sun, Capricorn rising, Gemini moon. I'm just like a glass case of emotions with a very strong drive to do work and have nice things. And I don't even know how to feel about it.
Okay.
That's why I don't like this moon. I'm cutting out all of that because I don't want to attach people's birth charts to our podcast, but I don't like Aquarius moons.
Wow. In Leo.
In Leo. It's a very weird time to have an Aquarius moon. The weirdo sign in the middle of the confident bitch sign. Really? We don't need any confident weirdos. We're right here.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer sun, Capricorn moon, and Scorpio rising. But I so strongly identify as a Cancer. Holy fuck. Mm-hmm. But I love full moons, which is a very Cancer thing because the moon is our planet.
That is your planet. We're my planet.
So, and we're water signs. And we all know that the moon basically governs the oceans. So
it does.
I love full moons. But anyway, so today we are talking about expectations and in dating. But I think we're gonna have a very good conversation.
We are. Like I think this is a good conversation to have. So last night I went and saw You Up, which is a Batches podcast live, and it is led by Jared Fried and Jordana Abraham. I am going to pepper in some of their things in here, but I strictly disagree with them on a lot of things because they are really – they're a weird combination of like dating in New York but also dating because your family wants you to get married. But they are they're very much about like – finding a committed partner, if they don't like you, fuck them. And the reality is we're not all that confident all the time. And the reality is like you need a pep talk every once in a while. And I really hope that this can be a little bit of your pep talk. So what I found to talk us through this was an article from Bustle. And it's called How to Manage Your Expectations in the First Few Weeks of Dating. I found it very relevant to my situations. I think anybody who's ever literally dated another human being can find some peace in it. And we're just going to go through it, and we're going to give you our tidbits and our feelings on their tips. And I personally think most of them are right. So number one, which is really stupid and basic, let things progress naturally. The reality of relationships is that, in my opinion, we are social monkey creatures who like to have them, so we have lots and lots of options. So if you just came into this person's life, you need to let them live their life and find places where you fit in. If they tell you about their plans this evening and they're a million miles away, don't expect to get an invite. That's literally happening to me right now. Make plans with them that work for them, understand their schedule, and understand that, like, they have to find a place for you and vice versa. And don't engage in the you up TM phrase, mental masturbation of imagining your future together. If you've been on 3 dates, do not fucking think about how you're going to spend Thanksgiving with their family, how you're going to go to the Bahamas together, how your wedding would look. Fuck no.
I disagree with that. I think that it's natural to think about future things. I think to talk about it would be different, but I think that it's fair and it's completely normal to say, hey, you know, like, how would this work if blah, 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 blah.
I mean, if they're,
like, I don't think it's a crime to think about that. I don't think it's healthy to obsess over it or, like, plan for it.
Right.
But I think it's normal to
what I'm saying is, like, don't get hung up on it. Like, you can imagine me, like, oh, it'd be so nice. Like, they mentioned that they have 7 brothers and I'd love to meet them. They sound really fun. I'd meet them at Christmas. You can imagine meeting them at a Christmas, but you shouldn't expect to meet them at this Christmas. You shouldn't expect to meet them at all. Like, you have to make decisions about this person as much as they have to make decisions about you. So don't get hung up on the things that you've imagined doing with them, because they haven't happened and they haven't been committed to.
Yeah. I mean, and that just goes along with anything. Like, you don't want to obsess over it.
Right. When we talked about this in the toxic relationship episode, where, like, you need to go ahead and imagine your future with this person. And if it doesn't sound like it's going to work, you need to take a long, hard look at yourself. Yeah. So if you're on a date with someone and they're like, I want a puppet to be my best man in my wedding, you need to take a hard, long look at yourself and think if that's what you want.
Are you that into Harry Potter puppet pals? I doubt it.
I doubt it. So if that's the situation, you do need to look at it and look at your future and be like, is this compatible? Is what this person
is? Oh, that was the best one. You've seen Harry Potter puppet pals, have you not? Oh my God.
How
okay.
have I not seen Does Harry that, Potter Puppet Pals? That was a thing. That was a whole thing for years.
Oh, as you put it, you are not a millennial because you've never experienced fucking Harry Potter Puppet Pals.
I did experience Harry Potter Puppet Pals.
You've never seen it. So no, you have not experienced
it. I literally just said I've seen it.
I thought you said that you never saw it.
No, I just said that of course I've seen it. What is the mysterious ticking noise, Amanda?
Bless. Okay. Ooh.
How dare you? How dare you bring this shame upon my family?
You brought the shame upon your family. Your cow.
Shame
upon your family. Shame upon your cow.
Cow? No. No.
So many references in one, but yes. Sorry. I couldn't resist screaming, Dumbledore!
Dumbledore!
Harry Potter! Harry Potter! Harry Potter! Harry Potter! Harry Potter!
Hermione.
Ron. Weasley.
Okay, we're done.
Okay, number two. Do not expect constant communication.
I just want you to pay attention to me at all times. I want real to understand real, and for you to understand that I am the best. I need attention at all times.
See, what's funny is, like, you mentioned, you're like, wow, I agree with most of these. And so far, we're 2 for 2 of which I disagree with.
Right. I mean, you shouldn't expect them to keep up with you at all times. Like,
I think last week our story had a big chunk of why they got so attached to each other. If you remember, we read Cat Person by from The New Yorker. And it was about two people who met in a nice happenstance situation, happened to be significantly age differenced, and they developed a long texting relationship because they were in constant communication with one another, and then they couldn't match that energy in real life. So yeah. If you can't match that energy in real life, you shouldn't try to do it in text message, first of all. But also, like, don't expect people to come when called. Which is something that, like, I need to get over, too. Like, I have become very accustomed to people that I date, like, paying attention to me constantly.
Yeah.
Because I thrive on it.
So here is my tidbit. And my number one thing when it comes to any relationship, especially a romantic relationship, is that – and I feel like, I don't know, when, like, Professor Moody or – when I could say, like, vigilance. My constant vigilance is communication is key. And I think that this is so important. And it's honestly, like, you hear it and you're like, well, duh. But people are so bad at communicating in relationships. This is platonic, this is romantic, whatever. People are so fucking bad at saying what they want, what they expect. And to a point, I understand that because it's hard, and especially we as women, we're told that, you know, we're not supposed to be outspoken, whatever, all that bullshit. But to me, because I get really anxious when it comes to relationships, and I have relationship anxiety, that's where some of my anxiety, like, really manifests. And a lot of that has to do with communication. That's also because I've been in really toxic relationships where I've been manipulated and all these things. And so to me, communication is key, and what I expect is to be communicated with. If you're pissed at me, tell me that you're pissed at me and then say, like, I need space. Cool. Then it's communicated. Boom. I don't want to be ghosted. I don't want to play these manipulation mind games. And if you feel like you want to have more communication within a relationship, I don't think it's a crime.
No.
To expect a certain level of communication as long as you verbalize that.
But if you're still in the very first, like, steps of dating, I feel like it's not obscene to be like, no, this person can't text me. This person shouldn't text me all the time. They don't know me. They don't owe me anything.
I agree. But I also think that we need to cut ourselves some slack when it comes to
things. There's probably a good reason you want them to communicate with you constantly. Like, there's a valid – your feelings are valid.
Yeah. I mean, pull
them back.
I love communication, and you don't see me, like, texting someone, like, every moment of every day because it gets daunting. But it's just like, I don't know. I think the important thing here is, like, you need to vocalize kind of to a degree what you expect when it comes to communication, because there are a lot of factors that go into that. Because if you're doing, like, a long distance thing, obviously you're expecting more communication than if you see the person.
Right. Well, it's entirely different. Like, I've been in long distance relationships, like long-term long distance relationships. And when that person stops communicating with you, that's a huge issue. Mm-hmm. You know that something's wrong. That's very symptomatic. And I literally had an ex try to ghost me instead of breaking up with me after I had already tried to break up with him. I tried to do it for both of us, but no, he tried to ghost me instead.
Mm.
So I do have reasons that I want constant communication, because, like, I literally had a person try to ghost me out of a year-long relationship because he found a new woman on Tinder. I know you found a new woman on Tinder. And if you're listening, know that I know. You took pictures with her at Harry Potter World before we broke up formally.
Ooh.
And then she hashtags all of your Instagrams, hashtag Tinder couple. You're not subtle. You're not fucking subtle. So I understand why you would want constant communication in a new budding relationship when crazier shit has happened.
Yeah.
However, you gotta pull back and be like, this person has a life. this person has things to do. I don't know them that well yet. They may have a million things going on that I don't know about. And that has to be okay because I expect to learn about them. And if they're awful, terrible things, I expect to learn about them and walk away.
Yeah, I think it's important I'm a very open person when it comes to my expectations, what I want, what I, you know, whatever. And so when it comes to talking to people, I just think like if there's clearly like an issue, like someone's like, I'm really shitty at texting, and another person is like, I love to be texting all the time. I think that just needs to be communicated. And I think like you shouldn't expect constant communication, but at the same time, like you need to be able to communicate what it is. Like
you need to communicate efficiently and well. It doesn't need to be constant.
And you need to communicate how you want to communicate. You know what I mean? Like you need to make it clear if you're like, wow, they constantly like are hounding me with text. It's like, okay, maybe.
Well, that gets into our next point. Let's get into that. You don't answer to anyone. He ain't your boyfriend, bitch.
Or girlfriend.
So like if someone is asking you for constant communication and it's smothering, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Like if they question who you're with or what you're doing or who you're fucking when they aren't around, that's a bad fucking sign. You don't answer to anyone until the relationship is defined. And that'll be next week, bitches.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this one is really good. And it's important to, like, remember. And it's something that I love that you pointed out to me once when I was seeing someone who didn't want a relationship, but was treating me
like— I think this is the tip of the podcast. I think this is like the big moment. This is the big thing, guys. This is like, make sure your volume's up. Make sure you're listening. Make sure you're not falling asleep.
Yeah. But something that has stuck with me, and I wish you should fucking trademark this shit. I mean, was when I was dating someone who said he didn't want a relationship. And I've talked about him before, obviously. And he was treating me like I was his girlfriend. And he got upset with me because I wasn't doing girlfriend things. And this was kind of a big moment we had when we were – this was like a very much so like defining the relationship conversation. And I was talking to you and you said, you are not his girlfriend and he is ordering from the girlfriend menu. And I was fucking shook. Katie is a wise, 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 wise woman. And I, to this day, like, I love that. And I mean, I even used it with you yesterday.
Literally yesterday.
Because it goes both ways. And you even wrote me out a list of what was included in the girlfriend menu.
Do we have that? Can we find that?
It's in the depths of my phone. But
things that are on the girlfriend menu.
Go for it. List it off.
Being very accessible all the time. Changing your plans for someone when they say, oh, I wanted to do this instead. Like comforting them when they're in a deep and dire need. Like they have, like if he's not your boyfriend, he has friends. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't have friends, he shouldn't be your boyfriend because he's a fucking weirdo.
And also like they can't get upset with you for not comforting them.
Right.
If you're busy, because that's what happened was that this individual like wanted me to come over and basically like nurse him.
Right. And like, you are not obligated to drop anything for this person until they're like, no, I'm your boyfriend. I'm committed to you. There's a certain level of expectation that you and I have for one another,
mm-hmm.
which is what this episode is about.
Yeah.
The menu is a certain level of expectation. And if they start ordering off of the girlfriend menu, you start ordering off of the boyfriend menu, you need to take a look at it and be like, yo, we need to define this relationship because this is happening. And if they don't want to define it or they don't want to be like, you know, you're my girlfriend, because I've also had that conversation with people like, oh yeah, no, like you're my girlfriend. Like you fulfill that role. I'm ordering off that menu. Mm-hmm. Then they need to go.
Yeah.
Cause they're not going to fulfill you. They're not going to make you feel comfortable. They're not going to make you feel confident. And what kind of fucking life is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that that's super important. And Something else that I saw, which really stuck with me, was, you know, like, quit having relationship issues with people that you're not in a relationship with. And this will go into next week as well when we talk about defining the relationship. But I think that that's so important to remember, because I know for me, I have an addictive personality, and that really bleeds into a lot of aspects of life, including relationships. And so it's very easy for me to, I don't want to say like I become obsessed over someone, like I'm not like super clingy, but I'm very affectionate. And as
Kate, you're very committed to someone.
Yeah. I'm a very monogamous person. And when I decide to be in a relationship with someone, like when I say that I'm all in, I'm not like, oh, I plan to marry them, but like, I don't half-ass it. Like, I'm all in. I'm ready to commit.
You're ride or die.
Yeah. And I'm, it's the cancer in me. And like, so this can be very frustrating, because when I have feelings for someone and I think that they're being reciprocated and they're not, like, you spend a lot of your time and your energy and they just suck so much life out of you. I just recently, like a month ago, ended things with this person after like 8.5 months of knowing. And I was very self-aware the whole time that like this was toxic. I needed to get out, but A, the dick was bomb. And B, I was like, well, I was so determined to make it work, but it mm-hmm. was not working. And since then, like, toxic. I honestly feel so much better, so much happier. Mm-hmm. And it's like, not that this person was a terrible person, but just like, we are not good together. And yeah. the relationship was toxic and it was not good for us. And I'm so much better without it. And you realize, like, I realized how much of my time I was spending trying to like show, like prove to this person that I am someone that they could be with. And that's, you should not try that fucking hard to be with someone. If you ever have to try that hard to make a relationship work, it is not going to work.
No.
Relationships take,
you can't keep trying forever. You can't sustain that.
Like, obviously relationships take effort. It's not always seamless, but if you are going above and beyond every moment of every day to like prove to this person that you're worth being with, that's not fucking worth it. That's toxic. No. That's not fair to you. You deserve better. They probably deserve better. Like,
I mean, they deserve a cold, hard look in the mirror about why they're making a person feel this way. But
absolutely.
Like,
but they deserve better for themselves. Like, they need to.
Right. They deserve to be a better person, and that you're not going to teach them how to do that.
Exactly.
But yeah, go listen to our toxic relationship episode. It is a doozy, but it's important.
It's so good.
And this fits right into it.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Going from that,
maintaining expectations.
The next one, number 4, is be your amazing bad bitch self. Be authentically you, because if you do anything else, it's false advertising. So
yes,
don't sell yourself short.
Don't sell yourself short. I was explaining this to a friend quite literally last night. No, be true to yourself, because if this person is not 100% in, they're not the person you want to waste your time with.
Yeah.
If they aren't even 50% in, they're absolutely not the person. If they're 75% in, like, you can entertain it, but like, no, be authentically yourself. Mm-hmm. Be the weirdo you truly are, because someone's going to vibe with that.
Yeah.
Someone's going to match your energy on weirdness.
Yeah. So today, love it. That's number 3. So today I was, before we kind of decided to do this like conversational piece, uh-huh. I was going to talk about kind of high expectations, and I think it goes perfectly with this. So get ready for a little ramble. Something,
love it.
I was actually listening to, this, I guess, YouTuber/podcaster, Megan Rinks. It's called Don't Blame Me. She's a very interesting podcast, and it's about dating and things like that as well. It's an advice podcast, so they actually just take calls. And I was listening to one about like, the title was relating to like why you're single, but that's not actually like it. It's very feminist and like empowering, you know, it's not like this is why you're single. But they kind of talk about this of just like high expectations and the way that it's kind of and to me, what I think is bullshit is that so many people, especially women, are told that they're setting their standards too high. You know, like you're expecting too much of someone, and that's why you're single, and that's why you're not vibing with anyone, and whatever.
The only person who doesn't think that I don't have high enough expectations is my dad.
Beautiful. That's usually how it goes, though.
And that's definitely how it probably goes for literally anyone with a father figure.
Yeah.
Like, anyone, everyone else is like, yeah, Katie, you can chill out. He doesn't need a 401k. And I'm like, no, he needs a 401k.
Yeah. And, like, with this, I've had a very extensive journey with, like, self-love, self-appreciation. And I could talk about it for days and how important it is. Mm-hmm. And
go listen to Lizzo instead. For real. Don't listen to him.
Fuck off. Listen to us both, okay? Like, we can, both. You know, if you...
Women supporting women. Listen to them both.
Hey-o. So, with this, you know, something that I think is so important, and especially to have a successful relationship, this is with anyone, is to know who you are, know your worth, know... just have that sense of self. You don't need to be the most confident person alive, but understand that, like, you deserve the best. And whatever that...
And you don't need to be confident every day. Yeah. You can have off days.
Yeah, and whatever that looks like to you, like, you deserve to have those high expectations, because if you're a bad bitch, which you most likely are, you absolutely are.
You listen to us.
Yeah, then, you know, you deserve the world, and you shouldn't be settling for someone who gives you 50% of that, 60% of that. No. You deserve 100% of that. And so going into, like, being your amazing bad bitch self, know your worth. And something I struggled with, because I've always been so outspoken, and growing up, like, when I was talking about dating, and this was actually a recent conversation I had with my dad, like, especially when talking about, like, lupus and my chronic illness, he asked me, he goes, when do you usually bring it up when you're talking to someone? And I was like, that's a weird question. And you're basically
woke question.
And
Dad,
you're basically implying that I should, like, hide that part of myself, because, like, if they find out that you're sick, they may not want to be around you. And I'm like, good. I want to weed those fuckers out, because if I can't be my true self from the get-go and you can't appreciate that, I don't want to waste my fucking time with you. I'm not sitting here mulling over the fact that I have lupus, but it is a part of my everyday life. And if you can't handle if I bring it up to you once, then you can fuck off, because it's something that you don't ever have to deal with personally, most likely. And I have to live with every day of my fucking life. This applies to anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you, like, I am a very, like, not career driven, but I'm a very driven person, and I have goals for myself, and I have plans and things I want to do. And, like, if you can't respect that, and
you can't get on this
ride. Exactly. Like, you don't deserve to be my partner. What I see in a relationship is that it's a partnership. And I was recently, the person that I'm, like, currently talking to, he had brought up a point about, he's like, you know, I was nervous to talk to you at first because I want to be someone who doesn't drag you down, who, you know, he's like, I can tell that you are very self-aware and you put yourself out there and you just don't give a fuck. And that's awesome. And he's like, and I wanted to be sure that I was someone that, you know, if this were to work out, that I wouldn't be dragging you down, that I wouldn't be holding you back. And I was like, whoa, that's fucking bananas. Like,
but also fucking important.
Yeah, and that's so important. And it's amazing, because that shouldn't be, like, life. That shouldn't be, like, fireworks and, like, so exciting. Like, you get a trophy for not being a shithead. Like, that bar is so low. The bar for men is so low on expectation. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that. They're like, women expect us to be feminists. And it's like, fuck yeah, I expect you to, like, want equality and not to treat women like
shit. I expect you to believe in the equality between genders. God forbid. I expect you to, like, have your shit together. I expect you to, I don't know, like, have a bed frame.
Yeah, like
a 401k. I expect you to be doing all the shit that I'm doing, because there's nothing holding me back from doing it. And, like, in theory, I'm a woman in a patriarchal society, so there's slightly more holding me back. So what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. No, and I totally fucking follow that. I think it's really important when you first start dating someone, if you have a disability of any kind. And when you get a new job, you know how you can check off like that you get a disability. Yeah, like that ranges from everything from like major depression, anxiety disorder, PTSD, physical ailments, not so visibly physical ailments. There's plenty on that list. You should make sure that that person is comfortable with it, because if they aren't, you don't want to date an asshole.
Yeah. And
you aren't even going to argue that they aren't assholes. No, you don't want to. If I make a joke about my brain not producing enough serotonin, I either want you to respond with, ha ha, yeah, same, or I'm sorry to hear that. Do you want cookie? There is no like uncomfortable laughter or like, what the fuck do you mean? No, get the fuck out. Yeah. Take a fucking walk.
Exactly. Like, you should not lower your, like, you shouldn't lower yourself so that way you can meet like a half-assed troll of a human. Like, fuck.
Guess what? You're 22. Calm the fuck down. You'll get there. They suck right now.
Yeah. Katie's in her feels. You can hear it. But I think
you can hear the head bop, can't you?
And I think I know so many people that like they settle. And I mean, I'm not perfect. I literally just said that I got out of like an 8 month long settlement, essentially, of a person. It was post breakup. And as you put it, like, I needed a nega mat, and that's what I got.
Yeah. That's what you got. And like, I truly believe that like when you get out of a really rough breakup, like sometimes we go for the opposite type of person. Like, I've done it too. That's okay. Sometimes you realize that that opposite type of person is who the kind of person you should have been with all along. Sometimes you realize that, like, holy shit, I was with the right kind of person and I fucked this up. We've been on both sides of that spectrum. Yeah. We get it.
Yeah. So I think.
And with that, I have an
important note. Yeah, what's up?
Managing expectations. Remember, it may not always work out.
Oh, yeah. This is number 5.
Oh. Number 5, it may not always work out. So you may go for the opposite person of your ex. You may go for the crazy person you never would have. You may go for, I was just watching 4 Weddings and a Funeral. You may go for your best friend. It may not fucking work out, guys. Yeah. You need to know that in your head. You need to manage your expectations about them and be like, yeah, maybe it's you. Maybe it's them. But love yourself enough to know that you don't want to be with someone who doesn't love every weird fucking piece of you.
Yeah. And also, I think it's important to remember, because you don't want to fall into like codependency, which you can have codependent traits without actually being in a codependent relationship. And one of those is like the belief that like, without this person, I will be nothing. I will die. Blah, which is bullshit. When Matt was breaking up with me, in my head, I was thinking, I will be fine. This fucking sucks so much dick. Like, I am so hurt. My heart is ripped out of my soul right now. But I will be okay. I survived before him. I will survive after him. And like, this is temporary. This pain that I'm feeling is real and it sucks so much. But I will be okay. And that is so important to remember. And it's so hard to remember when you're going through it, because like, the pain is still very real. It still sucks. And you don't want to think about things maybe not working out, but that's the reality. Things, you know, people date for a long, fucking Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth just ended things after they've been through so much. Their fucking home burned down. You know what I mean?
Your parents got divorced after 30 years and they realized it probably right after you were born. Like, figure it the fuck out. People do it all the time.
But that's okay. And I think every relationship has its valuable lesson. And it's important to remember that, like, we are resilient as human beings. And it's okay. Like, we will find...
There's so much more to life than relationships.
Exactly. And, you know, that's something that I still struggle with is, you know, recovering from a very tough breakup with someone who I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. And it's been almost a year and I'm still a little bummed about it. But in the end, like, I know I'll be fine. And I know I'll find someone who I'll vibe better with. And that's just how it is. And so it's important to remember that, like, the person that you're with, you know, they don't complete you. they work well with you. No. You know, like
you came as a complete set. You came off the manufacturing line as a complete set. Anybody who tells you that there's another half out there for you and after that you are a complete person is fucking stupid.
It's bullshit.
Do not believe that bullshit. Those are inconsiderate and unconfident people that are feeding you lies that they tell themselves. Yeah. I'm here to tell you that it's bullshit.
Absolutely. And so I think that there are a lot of tropes and cliches when it comes to relationships that we need to unlearn. And one of those is that, you know, oh, you'll find your other half. And it's like, no, I'll find someone who just makes me enjoy life a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like someone who I want to spend the rest of my life with, someone who I want to share this world with.
I'll find someone that I trust to pay the other half of the rent and I want to go grocery shopping with. Like that's the basis of a long-term relationship. Let's be fucking real.
I will find someone who, when I'm constipated, will go out and get me an enema because that's love and not make me feel bad about it.
I'll find someone who will Grubhub me tacos when I'm sad, when they aren't even there.
And if you didn't have that person in your life, you could Grubhub your own tacos and that's okay. But they just make life a little bit more fun.
Right. I can afford my own goddamn tacos. But it's better if I don't pay for them. We're not fucking kidding ourselves here. Our last episode was, hey, any older men with money out there? Like, we're not fucking kidding ourselves over here.
I mean, honestly, if an older man who was, I mean, he'd have to be hot enough, was like, yo, I'll pay off your loans.
We had a man literally comment on the podcast Instagram today, I'm willing to find a baby for $800.
No fucking way. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm not fucking it. Because I tagged it like hashtag daddy. And that was a joke. I also hashtagged it like something like older ladies and like no older ladies commented. So yeah, no, there's a man who's actively seeking Canadian. A baby. Yeah, he can pay for your full fucking rent.
Okay, so I'm on his thing and it says, I'm looking to add value to a sugar baby's life in casual arrangement. What would you like, baby?
I would like you to pay my bills and never speak to me.
Yeah, dude, $800 a month?
I would step on your balls in my nicest stilettos.
I would straight up use that $800 and just put it towards loans.
Right. I think I've told this story on the pod or I've told it to a lot of people. I've literally been on a date where like I knew the guy wasn't going to work out because when I said, no, shut the fuck up, we need to watch this, and pointed to a nice girl who looked literally like maybe 19, 20 years old. And she was like, nice, like, and part of the dichotomy here was like she was like a nice black girl and was dressed really nice but like looked uncomfortable, and an old white man in a suit at a Linkin Park bar that he didn't fucking belong anywhere near. He looked like he belonged in a fucking retirement home, was like hanging on her and like in her face and kept asking, how's school going? Glad to know it's going well. Like as if that was his investment. I was like, that's not his daughter. We can infer that. Not only is it 10 p.m. on a Saturday at Barrel House Flat in the speakeasy level, but also they are very different people. And he looks like a creepy old Batman villain.
He looked like the Penguin.
I would say he looked maybe a Spider-Man villain, like an old white guy with too much money who uses it for evil.
All villains.
Someone who would kill penguins with his bare hands. Oh, my God. Like a terrible person. But yeah, that's the kind of sugar baby that I've seen. And I was literally on a date and he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, that's a sugar baby and her sugar daddy. You need to shut the fuck up. I'm listening. He did not like that. We went on two dates.
At least you went on two dates.
We did.
It was a follow-up.
There was a follow-up. That follow-up involved him showing me all of his internet-connected light switches and security features. No, he like wouldn't make a move. It was really weird. And I was like, I literally came back to your apartment and watched a TV show I don't care about because I wanted to fuck you, but I guess you didn't get that. Whatever.
Well, let's dive right into our last point, which is don't expect to meet everyone that they love, which I find this is very specific. Don't expect to meet family if they have kids, especially, or even the closest of friends. If you do, great. That's a great sign. But it's not guaranteed as a good one either.
Yeah.
I feel like in 2019, it's a weird, like, it's like a weird line you gotta like balance between, we're all kind of broke, a little bit broke. So it's easier to go like hang out at someone's apartment where there may be friends versus I don't want you to meet my friends because I don't want you to get too
attached. I think meeting friends is fine. But yeah, meeting family, I think, has always been like a bigger.
Yeah. Like if you meet their roommate, don't read into it. You just stayed over and fucked him. But like if you meet their mom, that's crazy. Like I accidentally met my ex-boyfriend's mom. Like I wasn't trying to do that, but I was in the area.
Yeah.
And we had nothing else to do. So I met his mom. Like that's some serious shit.
Yeah. So the individual with whom I spoke of earlier, him and I were at his old place and we were hooking up, whatever. And his mom came over unexpectedly to, I think, drop, because he was like living with his brother. And she was dropping the dog off or something. And he hid me in his room.
In a closet.
And then he like went out and he like talked to his mom and she was, and my coat was out there. So she was like, oh, do you have someone over? And he was like, yeah. But it was like, you fucking hid me. And that.
Yeah, first of all, like, I'm in your room. You're fucking hiding me. But, like, also, she, like, knows the high signs of when you have someone over.
Oh, my coat. A blue women's coat was sitting there. Like.
Yeah, but if he didn't want her to know, he would have said, no, somebody left it here last night.
True. But, yeah, it was just, it was.
Get better at lying to your mom. We're all decent at it.
I know. And it was. Except me, I was just like, yo, I got my dick appointment, mom, gotta go, bye. And yeah, and in that moment, I was like, listen, I'm not trying to meet your mom, and I also understand that it'd be, like, very obvious that, like, we were just having sex, whatever. But I don't know. I was like, this is a red flag. Like, the fact that you're, like, hiding me and telling me to, like, be quiet, like we're 14, you know what I mean? Like,
it feels weird.
It was very weird, and then the fact that, like, again, ordering from the girlfriend menu, all these things, invited me to his brother's wedding. And I was like, oh, so when I meet your entire family for the first time, it'll be at your brother's wedding.
Right. And what are you going to call me there?
Yeah, right. Like, oh, your girlfriend who you want to have an open relationship with, but you don't actually want to have an open relationship. You just want to fuck other people and not communicate that. It's fine. I'm not.
Yeah. So, okay. So this is my girlfriend that I want to cheat on constantly.
Yep.
Cool. Great. Lit. Awesome.
This is my not girlfriend girlfriend whom I've been seeing for almost a year, and now she's gonna meet the whole family. I'd be like an escort. Great. But not getting paid, so fuck that.
No, if he follows up on that, I would ask for money.
Right. I should have
literally.
I should have been like, you need to compensate me for the past 9 months of my life.
Like, send him a Venmo.
I should, like, $800.
Like, what do you think the past 9 months cost? Like $800?
Like, that's,
yeah, send him a fucking Venmo request.
Being generous.
Pay my bills, eh?
But yeah, so I think it's important to, like, not set expectations that are pretty, like, decent milestones in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
Because unless you've talked about it, I think it's fair to assume, like, just take it slow. I'm a big fan of not throwing away things that are good. Like, the individual that I'm currently talking with, like, totally came at a time where I was literally saying, hey, I'm ready to, like, spend time alone and do my own thing and whatever. And then this person slid right into my DMs very unexpectedly. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just roll with it. And it's, and so far, like, I'm enjoying it, and I'm not going to throw that away because I should be doing something else. You know what I mean? Like, this is how you should be handling a breakup. No, fuck that. Do what you want.
Fuck that.
If it feels good, great. If they're not treating you like shit, even better. And don't set up high expectations. And I made it perfectly clear. I was like, listen, this is what has happened to me within the past year. Like, I don't really know what I want right now. I enjoy talking to you. I'm intrigued to see where this could go. But I just want to make it clear that, like, don't set up expectations very high because
I know I like this.
Yeah.
And that's important.
And I think that, yeah. And so I think that that's really important, and it all kind of boils down to just, like, communication. And I don't think that it's wrong to have expectations about things, but you need to communicate them effectively. And you can't be pissed if they are not meeting you where you want to be met, especially at the beginning of a relationship, because you might just not be vibing well. And that's that. And you just have to say, okay, bye.
Yeah. No, I agree. No. And like, even if you, let's put this in my little court, even if you relay your expectations fairly effectively, you need to stick to them. You shouldn't like, I don't want a girlfriend, and then continue to order off the girlfriend menu. Don't do that. And vice versa. So, and yeah. The last thing I really want to stress, because I've had a couple conversations about this, like this week alone with people, by no means are you obligated to fuck anyone despite their expectations. No matter how many dates, no matter how much money they spend, how far they come to see you, how much time they spend with you, their input in getting to know you or do anything with you does not like equate some fuckability currency. And that does not mean that they get to like pay out their fuckability currency and get to bone you. Don't have sex with someone unless you absolutely want to have like rip their fucking clothes off, because you don't owe anybody anything. And we've talked about that before. You owe nothing.
Yeah.
You owe this person nothing. They need to have lesser expectations of you, and you need to stop feeding into those expectations.
Yeah, I think it's,
if they expect you to fuck them because they took you on 3 dates and one of them involved a like red meat option, fuck that.
If they expect you to fuck them because they invited you to prom, say no. Yeah. And then if they bail say on no. you, it's fine.
You deserve- it's fine. You'll survive, and he'll crawl into your friend's Bumble messages later.
8 years later. Whatever.
8 years later.
However long it's been. It's been like 6, but still.
He still wants to get lunch.
I still think he wants a threesome, but it's fine.
We'll keep you posted on that one, guys, because I don't fucking know. But yeah, understand that you need, having expectations is good. Having a expectation for yourself is important. Having an expectation for other people is going to leave you disappointed most of the time. Yeah. So don't do it.
I think it's okay to have expectations for other people, but like, don't hold them to such high standards. If they aren't,
people suck. Don't hold them to high standards.
It's not even just that. It's just like, don't hold them to high standards and then get pissed if they don't meet your expectations. If you've known them for like a month, if you've been with someone for a decade and they're being a shit partner, that's different. But like, if you're just meeting someone and you're just entering their life after, you know, 20 something, 30 something, 40 something years, like, I mean, who the fuck are you to come in and say, this is how you need to be?
This is,
you know what I mean? I think
this is how I live my life. You better get used to it. No, think, fuck that. Yeah, don't be like that.
I think it's totally fine to have expectations of people because it's, you know, what you think you expect for your, like, what you deserve. But at the same time, like, you can't get pissed at other people for
when they don't want
the same things that you want.
Yeah.
Because we're not like, humans are not, you know,
like, believe in slightly above the bare minimum, but don't be downtrodden when they don't meet the bare minimum, because a lot of people won't. A lot of people won't meet your bare minimum. And that's how dating works. And if you don't go out there and meet those people who kind of fucking suck, you're never going to really actually know what your expectations and what your needs are. Fuck yeah. We're going to come back and talk about more things. But fuck yeah. I feel like I took y'all to church. I feel like we both took y'all to church.
Yeah.
Girlfriend menu. Boyfriend menu. Remember it. TM Kitty Quill 2018. Oh, I love art.
So, do you love women? Because I love women.
Oh my God. I love women.
Same, but not in like the Donald Trump way, but in the actual way.
I love women.
Ugh, gross. Anyway, so we wanted to give a little shout out to some artists that we know and love. Some of them have helped out with the podcast. Some of them have been on the podcast and others have not. But their artwork is amazing, so we wanted to give them a brief shout out. So our podcast artwork is by Tori Scranton. We mention her at the end of every episode, and you can find her at T Scranton Art on Instagram. My lovely, beautiful Colombian goddess, Alex Lopez, who was on the episode about polyamory, You can find her right at Speak and Smoke on Instagram. She's
making beautiful gold things, and yeah. I love it.
She makes her artwork out of gold leaf, which is it's inspired by Colombian history and Colombian art, and it's just magnificent. She recently cut off all of her hair and dyed it blonde. She is a bad bitch, and I love her more than life itself. Go check out her work as well. She also has a website called pura.com. And then there is Miss Sonia Williams, who is another badass feminist goddess who I want to give a quick shout out to. You can find her at Sewn Bean or Sunbean, S-O-N Bean. She has really cool feminist art. She actually has a piece that it says My Body, My Choice, and 100% of the proceeds go to Planned Parenthood. So definitely check out her work as well. And then last but not least is someone that we actually went to school with, who is also a badass artistic woman who draws like children's books artwork, but she also does commission work as well. She did a piece, if you were to go on my Instagram, she did a piece that was basically a really cool piece for me and my siblings. And you can find her at Madko, M-A-D-D-K-O. And that's Madeline Kozlowski. She is dope as hell. So
I definitely have her like second grade picture somewhere in my parents' house.
Oh, she, yeah. I feel like I was in her like first grade class or some shit. So, check out all these amazing women. Some of them who have helped with the podcast or been on the podcast. Others we're just giving a shout out to because we love to support. I'm drunk. I'm slurring my words. Small businesses and also badass women. So. Welcome back, guys, to our channel.
Welcome back to our channel.
Oh, I'm like screaming. I bet you my neighbors are like, what the fuck? Because I have new neighbors that live below me with their yippy dog, who I actually have not heard recently.
Are these the very athletic neighbors that you want to adopt you?
Yeah, did I bring it up in the last week or did I just talk to you on the phone?
No, you just talked to me about it.
So, okay, this couple, they're so beautiful. And at first I was like, wow, I hope that guy's single. They're not. They're definitely a couple. But I just want them to adopt me. Like, they look like a fitness couple, but not in the annoying way. Like, they're like an edgy fitness couple.
You're kind of fitness couple.
Yeah, because like she is like more full bodied, but like still could probably crush me with her muscles. And I love it.
Crush your head like a watermelon between your legs.
Yeah, and he has like tattoos and a beard, so like I'm about it. And basically I want to become part of their family.
Please adopt me.
Yeah, so they probably hear me and they're like, what is this monster? I'm like the giant monster that lives above them, because the floors are, I mean, it's an old building, so the floors are so creaky. So I'm like, sorry,
whatever. You're the one dancing ahead of, like, on top of their heads. If they just don't want you to bring you in as their third, that's their fucking problem.
You know, yeah. And also when I do my dancing, especially at night, I try to keep my, like, leg movements to a minimum. Like, in terms of, like, my foot movements. So I'm trying to be conscious so that I'm not, like, bopping around.
Right.
If it's the middle of the day, fair game. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to be nice. I think my bedroom is like above their bedroom. So, cause I think, so like, I don't want to be, you know, if it's like 11 o'clock at night, I'm not on a Tuesday.
And you're not fucking like, why? No, you don't want to bother them.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I get it. I feel bad for, I'm actually really grateful that I have the apartment next to the stairwell, cause I'm an idiot. So I feel like I make less of a ruckus, because you can definitely hear, like, even if I like play music on my phone and like go out and take my garbage out, you can hear it from the hallway. Mm-hmm. So I cannot imagine what my neighbors think of me.
Yeah.
They know I'm a whore. And I hope they're into
it. They probably are like, she's getting it.
My doormen know how much I get it. And I don't know if they're amused or concerned. It's fine.
Love it.
Lorenzo likes it. It's fine. He's my buddy. But yeah, so we're back.
And yeah, fucking expectations, guys. Have them, but don't make them too high, and don't get pissed off when they don't work out for you. Mm-hmm. That's literally the thesis statement. And also, girlfriend, boyfriend menu. Don't order from it if they're not your girlfriend or boyfriend. If they are your girlfriend and boyfriend and they're like, why do you want all this from me? Because it's the fucking menu that I ordered off of. I paid my fee to get into this restaurant, and I expect to be able to order from the fancier menu. Mm-hmm. I'm not at the bar anymore. I'm not at the bar anymore. I'm not ordering from the cocktail menu. I'm ordering the, like, get some cock menu. I'm ordering from the girlfriend menu. I'm ordering from the boyfriend menu. This is important. We have graduated. We have progressed. Mm-hmm. So if they're, like, uppity about that shit, you need to take a long, hard look at them and be like, Katie, Amanda told me to dump you.
Exactly.
Because we did. But yeah, on that note of dumping people, because that'd be my happy ending. What's your happy ending, Amanda?
My happy ending is I applied for a position at work today that would launch my career to the next level. So we'll see. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be a star. Yeah, I don't want to go into like major detail about it. And I'm like, I meet the minimum qualifications. So I'm really not.
Like Sheryl Sandberg taught us, men apply when they meet half of the qualifications. Women apply when they meet all of them. So you're just doing the man thing.
No, I'm doing the woman thing because I meet the requirements.
Oh, then you're doing the woman thing. So like, who the fuck cares? You're doing That's the woman true. Thing. You're probably better and more qualified.
But I cannot, you know, I'm not like wholly optimistic about getting it. But I'm just excited for the process nonetheless. So it's exciting.
Right.
And if I do get it, unfortunately, that means that I would be staying in St. Louis a little bit longer. But I would be launching.
I'd be launching
my career into like a whole new level, and then I would maybe work a 9-to-5 job. So that's kind of bananas.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to have the opportunity to like really help people.
Thank you,
because I know that's like an important.
I know.
Thing for you.
I would get to like. Oh, I'm so like it's exactly what I want, and so we'll see.
We'll see.
Woo.
Fingers crossed, toes crossed, eyes crossed for
Woo.
You.
Woo.
I'm super cute. My happy ending this week is that I don't fucking care if you don't like this. I'm going to turtle racing tomorrow. And basically, it's 4 turtles that are owned by a man with luscious long hair that is longer than mine. And last week, or no, 2 weeks ago, he wore like a straight up pimp hat. And he takes care of them 6 days a week and then brings them to this bar 1 day a week. And they blast the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja. They play that song. And then they race. And you, if you win, if you bet on the right turtle, you get a shot. And then you go across the street at a certain point. And as I learned last week, if you do karaoke at that bar, you get a shot. So there's a series of bars near my apartment that I've learned on Friday nights. If you do the bare minimum, they give you alcohol. And that's exactly my kind of place. So I'm excited. Ooh. I'm a hooligan. What else is new? We have some listener mail this week that I'm excited about. One of our biggest fans. This is from Josie Loves You, 2 E's, 2 U's. I'm Josie and you, if you want to follow her on Instagram. And this is, so I'm on my first date with a dude I met on Tinder. We went for lunch at a fast casual sushi place. We're both at the counter and I placed my order. The girl at the register asked if we'd like to pay together. So I turned to look at the guy, and he's just straight not paying attention. So I paid for my own sushi, which like, whatever, I'm an independent, so I don't care. We sit down after he orders and he says, oh, I'm sorry. I totally would have paid for your sushi. I've just been really forgetful since I had my brain tumor removed. By 15 minutes into this date, he told me all about having brain cancer and it making him so depressed he attempted suicide 4 times, and now he's living with his mom taking care of her because she's a drug addict. It was so bad that I had him drop me off in a parking lot of my friend's apartment complex because I didn't want him to know where I lived. Needless to say, I never saw him again. Yeah, so first things he did wrong there. While you should tell people that maybe you had cancer, I feel like that says a lot about you as a person that you beat cancer. Don't tell them that you tried to kill yourself on the first date.
Yeah.
That's a slow reveal. I'm all about supporting mental illness and depression and oh my God, yes, but like.
I'm not.
If you. Amanda wishes you would.
I'm a psychiatric mental health nurse who does not give a fuck about mental illness. Oh, yeah. Just kidding.
Like, yeah, like maybe like leave the actual hurting of oneself until like the third.
Yeah, day. I mean, yeah, that's definitely more of a not sushi over sushi conversation. Like, yo, I once tried to kill myself.
Yeah, I know you swiped right on me, but I want to lay it all out there. My mother's a drug addict. Yeah. I live with her. And I tried to kill myself at least 4 times. And I am subject to also, brain tumors. Do you want to get on this ride?
So we are not making light of like suicide. It's obviously a very serious mental illness. But no. At the same time, it's important to read your audience. And also, when you are unleashing trauma onto another person, you need to make sure that they are mentally able to receive said trauma.
Right. You should definitely like read that person. Be like, this one is going to yeah. be able to like really understand and cope with what I'm going through. Also, maybe if you are in that situation, you shouldn't be dating right now. I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine swiping on someone on a dating app and them not having eyebrows and you getting to the date and be like, oh, he doesn't have eyebrows because he just got done with chemo? I feel like there's a huge thing that you're leaving out. Yeah. Not that people with cancer shouldn't get laid, but maybe you should find another way to do it. Also, I feel like that's really unsafe for your recovery period because germs.
It depends on where you're at. Because like if your immune system's fine, then.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. If you're fresh off that chemo drip.
Well, yeah.
I'm running late for our sushi date. I'm coming from the hospital. I'll be there soon. Is that acceptable?
Probably. I mean, you're probably not going to feel good, so probably not.
Yeah. Don't get sushi if you're on chemo. That sounds gross.
Yeah, you can't have raw fish if you have a poor immune system. Yeah, can confirm I used to be an oncological nurse, by the way. So
Amanda knows.
But only for blood cancer. So don't ask me about like other cancers because I don't know anything regarding tumors. No. Oh, hello, Rocky.
Hello. You don't know shit about this brain cancer. Rocky might. He seems like an educated
human. He is. Lad. He's a very smart boy. But anyway, if you would like to submit your own worst date, horror story, own sex mishap, boner blunder, feel free to submit named or anonymous stories to 50worstdatespodcast@gmail.com or slide right on in to our DMs at 50worstdatespod on Instagram. My personal one is pquachu18, which is my last name, and then chu18.
And I'm Katie Coyle, 27. If you think we're valid sources for advice and want to ask us questions, we'll take those emails too. We're currently planning an advice episode. So like
slide right into our DMs. We love that shit. I've had like 4 people ask me for advice and they're like, I thought about you and your podcast. And I was so honored.
I think those qualify as advice questions for the podcast. I had someone slide in my DMs asking how to reinstate their Tinder. Amazing. So we'll cover that too. Once I figure out how to do that, we'll cover that too.
So our goal is to obviously base future episodes off stories that are not our own that we've gotten permission to share. We haven't been on that many bad dates, fortunately. So in order to keep talking about certain topics, and also there are situations that we don't have experiences in, but they're important to talk about. So, we want to hear from you all.
Please. Tell us more. If you love our music, it's from bensound.com. And if you love our cover art, it's by Tori Scranton. You can find her at tscrantonart on Instagram and Etsy.
Woo.
Yeah.
Well, have a fantastic weekend, everyone. September is near. Yeah. It is upon us, which means fall.
Virgo season.
Listen, I've been very good this year. Because it's August and I haven't gone full fall yet. So I'm being nice and waiting till September. But once September hits, it's on, motherfuckers.
It's Halloween. It's
fucking Halloween. And you can suck a dick if you try to tell me otherwise.
This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.